This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A bill in the Colorado legislature would create guidelines for handling instances of in-school discrimination. CPR's Lane Tassi has more.
The bill is titled Discriminatory Practices in Public Schools. It would let people file discrimination complaints against schools with the Colorado Civil Rights Division. House Representative Jennifer Bacon is a key sponsor. She says the bill brings in support taken away by President Donald Trump's executive orders repealing many DEI and civil rights protections.
We also care that people are protected from discrimination, even if the president does not care. You know, we're running this bill to demonstrate who we are as Coloradans.
One hurdle for the bill is the cost as the state battles with a budget deficit. The bill is expected to cost about $710,000 to implement. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
A Pueblo man unlawfully detained by the Taliban has been released. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
The family of Dennis Coyle says their hearts are filled with overwhelming gratitude and praise to God for bringing him home after 421 days. Coyle, a language researcher from Pueblo, has worked in Afghanistan for several years and was arrested last January. The family thanked President Trump and his administration for securing Coyle's release, while also calling for all other Americans held unlawfully by the Taliban to be released as well. For now, the family says they're focused on Coyle's well-being and on being reunited. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
It's 86 in Denver, 83 in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.